everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I'm going to host the program today. So, Bud, as you were saying earlier, I don't shut up and let you... Excuse me for just a moment. Can we start this again?
No. Phil left his explicit instructions.
I host the show.
Your voice cracked.
Margaret, don't do it.
You know what? I'm going to save you this one, Bud, because we were on stage the other night at the Café du Nord in San Francisco, and my instinct was to beat you.
Yeah, see? But you can't.
Nope. Come on, it's great. You know, you can't, you're right, you can't give into those instincts right now because you're hosting the program.
Phil gave me the hosting duties for this program because he's very busy. He first off is preparing for some other work that he has to do in the AM on Monday, as you're listening to this on Monday, but this is on the Sunday.
You didn't belch, did you?
Oh, would you shut up, Bud? Don't say it.
Yeah, if you said anything, we could sue.
Bud, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick your ass.
Thank you, General.
You're welcome.
Bud, consider yourself today to have a reprieve from being beaten.
Oh, man. Anyway, Margaret Gray is guest hosting the program.
Yes, I'm guest hosting the program. And Bud was right in one respect. I do have a little bit still of the raw throat from the cold that was going around. You know, one of the fears that we had when we were in San Francisco was the flu bug, you know, Robert?
Yeah, we're afraid about the flu bug that's going around.
Yeah, the flu bug's going around. And what else?
What do you mean, what else?
Well, what?
She doesn't want to hear from you.
Am I not allowed to say?
You can say, Bud, but what you say could lead you into a world of hurt. Just remember that.
I'm just going to say that the flu bug that, you know, is around a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what about it?
The flu vaccine don't work.
Well, I did hear from Phil. Phil got the flu vaccine. As you know, he gets it every year because of his delicate condition and the fact that he was in the hospital for the flu. And
yeah, well, Phil is, you know, he's getting older.
He's getting older, but anyway.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie's not going to appreciate that.
I don't care. The point being that the flu is around, and we were in San Francisco rubbing elbows and shaking hands and doing all the things that you can do that eventually are going to lead you into some very serious states of disease, infection, and the sweating and the, you know...
Well, you get...
You were about to call me Maria.
No, I was not. I was going to say, Margaret, you have... The mindset, you think that you're going to... What are you going to do? Are you going to lay there sweating like you're in the jungle or something?
I'm talking about if we're getting the flu, then you've got the sweats.
Similar to malaria.
Yes. And you lay there going,
Yeah, you're seeing stuff.
You may be hallucinating. Well, we didn't want any of that.
Well, I think you're overstating this flu.
Really? There are people dying.
Margaret?
Dying. And I won't let that happen to me, and I certainly won't let that happen to Jason J. Delmonico, my son, who was also in San Francisco with us, or to Frank, my husband, who was also in San Francisco with us.
Or to your dog, who was also in San Francisco.
You know what?
Hey, come on, Margaret.
What did I tell you?
Now, see, that's your first, you know, you're letting the kid bait you.
Yeah, I was just picking a joke. Don't make no jokes, man.
Thank you, all concerned. Bud, sit down before I... You know I've got a spear gun in the trunk of the car. You know that, don't you?
Margaret. No, wait. Do you know that?
I heard that you were picking it up for your son.
Yes, my son is interested in deep sea diving, scuba diving, and so forth. So I picked up a spear gun cheap, and...
You know how to use it?
No, I don't know how to use it now, but I bet you it would take me about 2 minutes.
Well, before you talk about using a spear gun, all right, let's move on, will you?
God, good. Put a spear in me and everything.
Don't laugh, Bud, because all things are possible in the... So we were in San Francisco, and we were shaking hands, and I don't want to get infected. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
All right, well, here on the program today, Margaret is the guest host, and we're going to be helping her out as Phil is preparing for some other work that he is doing. Robert, do you know what that is?
Well, I think it's like an audition, and...
an audition, man. It's not work.
No, it's taking some time.
Well, whatever it is, we are very happy to be filling in here. We are going to have on Larry Grover. As you know, Larry is one of Phil's regular guests, Larry of Conservatives of Kern County. A very interesting poll came out, and it is ranking the states of the union worst to first. And the worst state in the United States of America, according to this list by a website called Thrill List.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, it may be valid.
How valid are you when you're called Thrill List and you're...
They link Twitter and some Twitter account called Florida Man and every weird thing that happens down there.
Well, what was the number one?
The number one state, believe it or not, is Michigan.
Yeah, kidding me.
No. Michigan is considered to be one of the top livable states in America, according to Thrill List, the most livable state in America, and a great many things to recommend it. The thing that I noticed that I thought was fascinating, the Upper Peninsula, where they think British meat pies are a real thing, you know.
What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
I said meat pie.
You said meat pie.
What about...
Bud, would you grow up?
Yeah, thank you. Grow the hell up.
Well, what do you mean they think British meat pie?
British, not British.
Meat pie, man, you know what that is.
I know of a meat pie.
But...
Come on, Margaret.
He's doing it on purpose.
I know I'm not, I swear to God.
Yeah, you are, man. You know, you never had a meat pie.
What? Just, you know, what you,
have you ever had a meat pie?
Smile when you say that.
Look, I'm going to kick your ass. You ever had one?
Yes, I have.
Then you know what they're talking about.
You know, a meat pie. Don't look at me like that, Bud.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Jesus, H.
Now, Mr. Henry Dillon, he said he went out with a girl once. She come from there.
Mr. Henry said what?
Phil said he went out with a girl once that came from the Upper Michigan Peninsula.
What about it?
Yeah, that's not all that impressive.
I mean, what?
I don't know, he just said that.
So that's part of Phil went out with a girl from the Upper Michigan Peninsula. And I'm supposed to do what? Just start fanning my brow and going, ooh.
God, Miss Gray.
Well, you know.
Margaret, now that's on you.
All right, I won't do it again.
Miss Gray, in case you people want to know.
Shut up.
Margaret, you're making crap out of that. Let me take the news story here.
Anyway, this is a story that Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County is going to weigh in on. Larry's a big Florida fan. I know Phil is a flan.
Is a fan.
Is a fan, thank you, of Florida.
Well, Phil's a fan of Florida, as far as it goes, I think he's met his fair share of weird asses down there. But then again, haven't we all?
Did you spend time in Florida, General?
You know, a little bit of time. I was down there deep sea fishing in Miami and all that jazz.
Well, I mean, were you in the military then?
Was I in the military there? I was in the Army, and I think I probably visited Florida on leave or I don't know.
Well, so Phil will... No, he's not here. Larry Grover. Then we have the story of our trip to San Francisco... And the wonderful people that we met there at the Café du Nord, as well as the beauteous San Francisco sights. And Phil mentioned something on stage that I thought was very interesting, and I wanted to discuss it with you. San Francisco is a city of romance. He said that it was a city of romance that could be substituted or would be a good substitute for Paris.
Yeah, he was talking to me about that.
Yes. Do you agree or don't you agree? Is San Francisco...
Ms. Gray.
Who asked you?
Hey, Bud.
Somebody asked you?
I'm just telling you, that's a loser. I mean, you gonna do a travelogue or some kind of jazz?
You know, Bud, I would... You just grabbed your crotch.
Come on.
Why'd you do that?
I'm just to say whatever, you know.
Bud, don't reach down and grab your test... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we,
Bud Dicklin, who is a good friend of mine...
You understand him. You talk to him.
I don't understand him. I do talk to him.
But you understand it.
No, hey. Just reached down and grabbed his...
Go ahead, say it.
His balls.
That's right.
And he said, big wow, you know.
Trying to make a point about things.
Bud, I'll make a point about things by throwing you through a window. That'll make a point about guys that talk too much. What do you think? Would you like to be the dummy? You'll be the guy that gets thrown through the window dummy of the show.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
That took a long enough time, didn't it?
What's that?
Well, you go through this big, long exclamation.
You got a point.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, so that's what we're talking about on the show today. San Francisco, open your golden gate. And it gives me, of course, occasion to sing I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Bud, will you come on? Stop it and back it up, will you? The whole thing.
everything's gone to hell in a handcart. Back it the hell up.
Well, I'm trying.
She said gay.
I don't care if she said gay. I don't care if she said Bud Dickman should die within seconds. You let her do it, then you can comment later.
God damn. This is unfair.
Oh, he's going to start to cry. That means you go and tell Phil, right?
Yeah, well, it's Squill.
Phil, if you're listening, which I know you're not, forget it.
Yeah, tell him when you know that he's listening.
Like when he's standing right in front of me.
Yeah.
You're one that seems somehow sadly gay.
Bud, are you listening?
Well, I don't really think you're going to do anything.
Is that right? Well,
oh my God, General.
Hey, Bud, don't ever say that to me again.
Take him into the bathroom, Miss Powell's. General?
I'm sick of listening to the kid.
Yes, just stem the bleeding with the... Oh my God.
I'm tired of... Weren't you just now bellyaching about him?
I wouldn't have broken the kid's nose.
I didn't break anything. Take him out. Don't let him bleed in here.
Take him out. No, into the bathroom. Into the bathroom, Robert.
Go on here.
Well, don't look at me like I'm the freak of the week. You're the one that was having the problem. I'm trying to defend you.
I didn't say bust the kid's nose wide open, did I?
Oh, he's got a little bit of a nosebleed. What's that?
He said, take your mommy, broke it.
No, he didn't break it.
What's wrong with him, Robert?
Just a blood vessel.
You're a pain.
Oh, shut. Nobody can understand you.
I said, you're a pain in the egg.
I'm a pain in the meat.
Jesus. No, he said, pain in the ass.
Yeah, well... That's not your ass, Bud. That's your nose.
Pretty good one, man.
May I continue with this, whatever this is?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My God.
Let that be a lesson to you.
The loveliness of Paris.
Lovely.
Seems somehow sadly gay. Thank you. Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
Beautiful.
I left.
Oh, come on.
I got the...
My heart.
God.
I'm sorry, but it...
Yeah, your voice cracked, Miss Gray.
I know that.
What are you all of a sudden, White Fang? Just...
To beware little cable cars. Climb halfway to the
stars.
I just have to warm up, that's all. That's all that that's about, and that's all that it'll ever be about. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. I'm Margaret Gray.
Phil and Rachel Traffic.
All right, let's go to Bob Bakey and Bob.
Right, Margaret, hey, right now, we've got the 15th freeway right now. Straight, they're going to have everybody out there until about 3 o'clock this morning. Come home 10th day on 10th, the 10th city. Pop that, pop the pup, 10 about that. And we've got to have our trap here on a Monday morning. Get your ground lance in the drag along the cement and brave you. If you're brave, that thing to you. It seemed right. Let's go out there with Sky Boy. We'll give a little bit more, right?
Hi, Bob. Get straight up as far as you can. Let me get building. There's no more you can do with a captain of the captain. He has to have to put his hand right there and stand up and start wheeling. So I'm telling you, you can do the whole thing, too. I'm Joe Domain. And I'm in the domain. Let's go over to Sweet Bobby. Do you get bumped again?
Come on, now, now.
Oh, it's going to be a sweet then, yeah.
I know what you're going to get going on now. I got
My name is William Salisbury, and I'm running for president of the entire country in 2020. I'm doing it now and not waiting until a little bit later so that you know my name and you'll know my positions. You'll know what I stand for and you'll know what I sit down for. You'll know what I want to do and the things what I don't want to do. The name, William Salisbury. I'm not even going to tell you a political party. I'm going to be running for president. I'm starting now to collect funds and to get signatures. I want people to know me and know who I am and what I am. I realize I'm only buying radio ads for the start because I don't want you to see what I look like right away. Then we'll do television when we bide our time slowly and carefully, slowly and carefully. William Salisbury for president of the entire country of America. That's right. Vote for me. I'll be refreshing. I'll be stimulating. My take on the different issues will be refreshing and will be very hydrating. And you'll cool off. It'll be like a fan and a big glass of water. I think you'll like it a lot. William Salisbury, talking about the issues of the day next at Mitney's Bookstore at 4113. That's the only problem I have. I can't say the number 13. Otherwise, I'm kicking ass. It'll be at Mitney's Bookstore. It's on Clauvern Street at 41, and then there's two digits after that, 1 and a 3. Okay? See? There you got it. William Salisbury for president of the entire country. Of the entire country. Okay? You see what we're saying, right? The entire country. That means Alaska. That means Hawaii. But it don't mean Puerto Rico. William Salisbury for president of everything except Puerto Rico. Paid for by Bill Fishman for president. Do you find yourself having to clean the same plates over and over and over again when you serve lunch and breakfast and dinner in the house? Wouldn't you like to just go and grab some new plates that you can throw away and not have to worry about washing them, getting a washing machine, having all those suds and all those detergents and taking all of that time? Wouldn't you like to do that? Me too. Paid for by Bill Fitzgibbons for president. Hi, Jack Jeffco here. Jack Jeffco Chevrolet. We're opening up here in the Tri-County area. Why don't you come in and test drive some of our beautiful Chevys for 2019. 2019. I didn't say 2018. 2018, I'm going to be in a coma because I'm having my brain replaced. Paid for by Bill Fishman for president. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Special guest host, Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, General. So, I hope we've got everything settled down. Now, I did not countenance the striking of Bud.
Now, look at it. You guys going to sell me out or what?
Did you hear him jumping down?
Bud, do yourself a favor and don't even talk, all right?
No, you didn't let me do.
No, you sound like an ass. You sound like a plugged-up ass.
You do, Bud. That's what you sound like.
Yeah.
So, welcome back to our program. We were mentioning here early on the list, the thrill list, as you were calling it, General.
Well, it's called a thrill list from Florida, and it lists the top states from number 50 all the way to number 1, meaning number 50 is the worst state, and then all the way to number 1, we mentioned the state of Michigan.
Yeah, but Florida is listed as number 50, and that's got to be a slam. I mean, that's a chop, man, when you talk about that.
We used to call that a chop. Now, today, it's just... You know,
today they'd say that if you were using the language of kids today, they'd say it was a mutilation of the genitals. It's my understanding.
That's right, what they say.
They do not say that.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, General, come on.
What are you holding your nose for?
I'm doing that in solidarity with the Bud.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Don't do anything in solidarity. Talk like a regular... Bud, you brought this on yourself.
That's a new thing to tell Mr. Henry.
Hey, look, Bud, quit talking because it's starting to drive me nuts trying to figure out what it is you're saying.
By the way, as we are talking to you, we're looking at this Pro Bowl game, which is the asininity of the Pro Bowl game. Is there any bringing it back?
Now, there's a young man there, Drew Brees, who was the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. What a great, great quarterback he was. And, of course, they lost that heartbreaker to Minnesota.
What do you mean bringing it back?
What's that?
What do you mean bringing the game back?
Well, the Pro Bowl game is a horror story, as we all know. It has nothing to do... I don't know anything about it.
Larry Grover is going to join us. Larry is at his home in Culver City, California, and is going to be talking with us here about the 50th state. That is the bottom-ranked state in the United States, Florida. Larry, you have a particular, attraction or attachment, I should say, to Florida?
I have an attachment to Florida. First of all, it's a great state. It's a great red state. Let's just get right down to it, okay? It is a red state. And
you in a bathtub?
I am in a... Boy, did you guys hear that?
Yes, we can hear the water running. I just now, I sort of flashed on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever you do, don't get too loud in there.
No, I'm not going to get... What is that supposed to mean?
No, he means when you're running the water.
All right.
So, Larry, what about the state of Florida that you think has been unfairly... viewed?
Well, first of all, Florida, as I mentioned, is one of our great states, and I, you may not want me to bring that into the discussion, the politics of it, but I can tell you... What was that?
Bud, don't say anything. It was Bud. He's got a nose problem.
Oh, yeah, he's got a nose problem, all right.
Don't say anything, all right?
Bud, you're just distracting.
I'm not trying to.
Okay, was that Bud again?
Yes, it was. Never mind.
Why is he talking like that?
He got his nose punched in by me, if you want to know.
Wow. What a temper you got.
I told you this would happen. I don't have a temper. The kid was bugging everybody here, so I took a shot.
Yeah, he wanted
I don't know, General. I feel kind of creepy being on the air with you after you assaulted a young man, you know.
What do you mean assaulted a young man? He punched him in the nose. He didn't break anything. He broke a blood vessel because the kid was mouthing off.
Well, I know what a pain in the ass he can be, but...
When you say assaulted a young man, what's the way you say that?
I didn't mean you pinned him in the shower or anything like that.
That's not funny at all.
I wouldn't be a good plea at all, do you?
What the hell?
Yeah, just forget I said anything. So what we're trying to do here is ascertain why it is Florida keeps taking it in the shorts when it comes to lifestyle. It's a state that, as you know, has a Republican governor, has had a Republican-controlled. Yeah, Republican-controlled legislature for many years, going back, 20 years. And it's a beautiful state with gorgeous oceans and all that jazz.
You mean oceans?
Well, what do you mean? What do I mean, oceans?
Well, you're talking about the coastline.
Yeah, the coastline is what I'm talking about. So I'm sorry if I said oceans. I didn't mean to confuse anybody. But what I'm saying is that Florida is a place of great beauty and I think a place of great dynamic activity. And yet here we go once again with Florida being last on the list.
Now, Larry, you live in California and you are from the Central Valley of the San Joaquin Valley. What is the affinity for Florida other than the fact that it's a red state?
Well, I think they always bring up Florida as a place that is a toilet bowl because it is a red state.
Well, they say it's going purple.
Oh, yeah, they say it's going purple. Let me tell you something. Orlando, yeah, maybe, okay? But if you really want my honest opinion, if you talk about the weirdest parts of Florida, you got to start with Orlando, and they're going purple in Orlando, so let's, you know, put two and two together.
Well, so you're saying that Orlando is more liberal.
Thank you. And the other place that's more liberal, of course, is Miami. Now, if you take the conservative parts of the state, let's take Tampa. Let's take the Panhandle and places like that. These are quality places, and oh, yeah, they just happen to be the real red areas, you know.
Well, now, let's hold on for a minute, because Tampa has been the site of some real weird-ass stuff. You know, that lady that was hitchhiking with no pants on?
What? What are you talking about?
I saw something in the news not too long ago. Some woman was standing out there hitchhiking and flashing people, not wearing underwear.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Why is that significant, you know?
I'm just going, you went all boop, 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 boop.
I heard that.
So what? Now, why is that significant?
I don't think it's significant. I think that...
Well, I think it's significant.
All right, so there's a woman out there who decided she wanted to just, you know, express her freedom and the fact that she loves the state. When you talk about Miami and you talk about Orlando, you've got guys that are eating faces. Yeah, forgot about that one, didn't you?
No, I have not. Man, that was tragic.
Yeah, but exactly. Or you talk about Orlando, where they found a dead guy in Shamu's tank. I don't know.
What do you mean a dead guy in Shamu's tank?
Yeah, at SeaWorld. Some clown crawled in there to swim with the whale and wound up just getting his ass kicked by the whale. And I got to be honest with you, I don't blame the whale. But what we're seeing here is this, that the state of Florida has been singled out as weird central for a long time, and people are getting sick of it. I know I come from California, but I got a lot of friends down there. And I know a lot of Californians that are leaving and moving to Florida.
Oh, is that right? Well, they can have it then, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, General, what is your side of this discussion? You're a Californian. You're also a Trump fan. So why would you say they can have it?
Well, I don't think anybody that says, oh, I'm going to leave California because it's too liberal and go here, there, or somewhere else. I think what they're banking on, place is going to turn into a crap wagon.
You know, you're talking a little... Here, let me sort of try to interpret. You think that California can survive the brain drain, and what I've said to friends of mine, mother, hi.
Larry's in the bathtub, everyone.
They know that, mother. And what are you doing in here?
I wanted to make sure you're okay, Larry. Okay, can I inspect you?
Get out of here, mother.
What the hell?
She's kidding around. She always does that.
That is very creepy.
Well, you know, what do you want from mother? Something that's you know, mentally sound. So what I'm saying is, the state of Florida is a place where, and here's the thing. The idea, General, that the brain drain from California.
Wait a minute, I was talking. That's right. It sounds to me like everyone thinks that if everyone leaves California, it's not so much a brain drain.
Oh, we're talking like a hormone, like a manhood drain.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, you never can tell because here.
Yes, I can tell. California remains one of the strongest economies in the world. Regardless of its, you know, standing as a state, as a part of the United States of America, the sixth strongest economy in the world, and people are still looking at the place like it's got everybody else beat on the weird scale. And now you got Florida, where a magazine is already singled them out as a garbage can.
I think that they can always be doing that to Florida, singling it out as a garbage can because they think that, you know, that they're easy peasy down there. Florida's got a lot of problems, but they've got a lot of great things.
All right, now here's another one here. It was in Florida where everybody wanted to shoot at the hurricane.
Well, so what?
That is pretty weird.
What do they want to shoot a hurricane for?
Because they wanted to keep it out of the state or some damn thing. I don't know. It was that Irma deal.
All right, so there were a few weird asses that got in the media.
Here's a story here about a man who was so drunk, he went to a bank drive-thru. He thought it was a Burger King.
Holy Christ.
Well, give me a break. You don't think that stuff happens in California?
I don't hear about it.
I'm trying to tell you that as a native Californian, I think Florida is a wonderful place, and I would move there. I'd move there immediately.
Hold on. Larry, you're not moving me to California.
You're in California, Mother. Oh, wow.
I mean Florida, goddamn.
Please, Ms. Grover.
Glory, you've got to watch the language.
I don't want him moving me to Florida, so I'm going to sit down there in some delicatessen on Collins Avenue and next to a guy in a leather vest and a Elvis Presley.
I'm not moving you to Florida.
Thank you.
A guy in a leather vest and an Elvis Presley what?
Pompadour. She probably was Pompadour?
Yes.
All right, Larry, so when we take a look at this list of the 50 states ranked in terms of their, their livability, I suppose, the number one state.
Hold on for just a minute. You mind if I just get some water? I just want to fill it up a little bit.
Go ahead.
That is just some hot water, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Phil doesn't want that.
Phil is what? Hold on. That's awesome. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother.
Oh, a little more left.
Thank you, Mother. What, do you want to drown my ass? Oh.
What an asshole.
Would you please get her?
Mother, they want you to leave. Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, Phil asked us if you're in the bathtub. He didn't say anything because we didn't know you'd be in the tub, but he doesn't like that.
Doesn't like what?
He doesn't like people going, you know.
Well, it's hot water. It feels good. Oh, my God. Boy, you really work for some kind of a dictator there, don't you? I don't understand a word he's saying.
Don't talk, bud. All right, we're with Larry Grover here, and we are talking to Larry about, this list, the thrill list.
God damn, man.
I'm sorry, you were saying what?
We're talking to you about this thrill list ranking the states. Larry, let's move out of the ranking of states. Let's get into politics. So how do you think President Trump is doing so far?
I think Trump's doing fantastic.
Well, that was a dumb question.
Why is it a dumb question?
Yeah, it is kind of a dumb question. You know how I'm going to answer.
No, I want you to give me an honest answer. Do you realize this guy, Trump, just said that he thinks the polar ice caps are doing great?
You voted for the guy too, General, okay? Don't start zeroing in on me.
Yes, but the General is honest enough to say that he wishes he hadn't.
I didn't say that. I said that while I do not regret my vote, Trump is a weird ass nonetheless.
All right, well, I would agree there. Trump is a real weirdo. There's no question about that. But I'm not about ready to run up and down the street yelling it to the heavens like you. I mean, you're telling everybody.
No, I'm not. When people ask me.
All right, so you think Trump, you don't regret your vote, but you think he's doing a lousy job?
Yeah.
What sense does that make? Doesn't make any sense at all.
You're so great at your game.
What?
He said, why are you crying?
Yeah, why are you crying?
Would you shut up, bud?
I'm not crying. I don't understand the logic when a guy says he doesn't regret his vote for Trump, and yet he thinks the guy is a rolling disaster.
I didn't say a rolling disaster. He's saying a lot of dumbass stuff, that is going to hurt his, as if his credibility hasn't been hurt already.
All right, so he said the polar ice caps are doing fine. What about it?
It's a moron statement.
It absolutely is a ridiculous statement that if people are to believe the President of the United States, then they're going to listen to these things and come to the conclusion the man doesn't know what he's talking about. Because one day he says one thing, the next day he says something else.
That's a really good point. Trump's always contradicting himself.
Oh, you people give me a pain in the rear end. Trump's contradicting himself. He's been completely consistent about one thing. We're going to protect the borders. We're going to put the wall up. We're going to have the money to, we're going to get more border cops. We're going to get up the wall.
Yeah, the wall. I got money says he never builds it.
Oh, yeah? I'll take that bet.
Yeah, how much?
Any amount of money you want.
I'm telling you right now, he will not build an entire wall.
Would you shut your hole?
Hey, wait. I think what Bud said is right. He didn't say he was going to build a whole wall. He's going to build a wall.
Yes, he did say he was building it. Don't give me that. Don't try weaseling out of it now.
What did he say?
Will you give me... Shut up, Bud, and sit down.
Bud, we can't understand you.
Yeah, but Bud made another good point. What he said... Say it again, Bud. Exactly. What Bud is saying is that if we have the wall in certain areas and we have technology in other areas...
Oh, horse dung. That's how Trump got out of saying... got out of his promise that he'd build a wall. This is Donald Trump to the T. He says one thing, he promises it, and then he rolls back on the promise and says, well, I never really meant that.
And yet you voted for the guy, and you don't regret your vote.
I wish the clown would follow through on the stuff he says. If you don't shut up, Bud, I will break it.
All he's asking is, did you want him to build the wall?
At the time, of all the things Trump was saying, that was the least of my worries. I didn't give a damn about immigration. What I cared about was what he could do in terms of the balance of trade with China. That was what I saw as the big, big issue. And he hasn't done diddly squat. He ain't done jack cheese.
Yeah, but Bud said he hasn't done jack shit.
That's what we're trying to avoid, all right? The vulgarity and the crudidity coming out of its trap. Bud, shut up. You're bleeding more.
Hey, Bud, man. You got Bud calling out.
Why don't you shut up, Bud, and let your nose heal up?
Did you hit that boy?
I did. He's not a boy, number one. He's 20 years old. And number two, you better believe I did.
Oh, man. Hey, Bud, you could have an assault charge.
Yeah, man.
I don't care. Go ahead. Call the cops.
All right, everyone calm the hell down.
Well, I mean, I'm witness to this. So,
all right, Larry, you go ahead and talk about, how I assaulted Bud. And when the cop gets here, I'll talk to him about all the times I heard you, with your mother.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say anything. I meant you used to slap her around.
No, I didn't.
Larry, it's true. You've grabbed my hand away from things,
Yeah, when you were are you trying to tell me?
I know that you have put your hands on your mother.
You did, Larry. One time when...
You reached into the bathtub, just like right...
Oh, my, this is really grotesque.
Oh, Larry, please. Everyone just knows that, sometimes...
Oh, yeah.
Get him,
the hot water, okay?
Well, then shut the goddamn hot water. Shut it down. I'm telling you to shut it...
That was crude.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding around.
Yeah, you're going to get me in trouble, Mother.
Well, didn't you slap your mother around once or twice?
I didn't slap her around. All I did was I told her, quit coming into my bedroom when I'm here with a young lady with a camera. Is there something wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
The money we could get for this shit.
Would you just go to bed? I'm here. I was here with Luella. You remember her, right, General?
I never heard of her.
You never heard of her? I told you about Luella.
Not this show, no.
Oh, that might have been Ken and John. But I was talking about Luella, right? And I said... I had her over for some cocktails one night, and I have not been intimate with her, okay? And I said, Luella, have you seen my scrapbook? Because I had some things I wanted her to see.
Yeah, you ain't seen anybody see me.
Would you tell him to shut up?
Shut up, man. Well, what were you showing her?
I was going to invite her to see some pictures.
Right.
Well, anyway, I had just gotten her blouse off. Not mother's blouse.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I just gotten... Luella just taking her blouse off.
I'm trying to help you out, Larry.
Thanks a lot, Grover, for nothing.
Oh, what a you guys.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen, a real piece of garbage.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
I'm Margaret Gray, your guest host.
Peabody's in the Grove, the greatest buffet you'll ever possibly could possibly ever maybe have. The greatest buffet, says Giant Magazine. Peabody's in the Grove. Vegetables, meats, potatoes, your starches, your vitamins, everything you could possibly want. What that represents in terms of food is anybody's guess. Peabody's in the Grove for your vegetables, your starches, and your beets. And beets. The Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Tan Story. Available now in paperback. Phil and Rishon Traffic. And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Your guest host is Margaret Gray. I'm General Galen Shaw, Robert Leonard, and Bud Dickman.
Thank you very, very much. Well, indeed we were this weekend in San Francisco and had a wonderful time, a great many wonderful people. You know, there are a lot of songs. I attempted to sing one of them. I'm sorry, my voice did crack. But there are a lot of songs. What, Bud?
You've done a crack.
Yes, I said the word crack. Crack.
Man, grow up.
Now, Dickman, you know, I got no problem punching you again.
So, I do apologize for my voice cracking, but there are so many songs that remind us of the great city by the bay.
I'd like to see Braley's face when he hears about it.
I'd like to see the face of all that gang of water, but when they hear about it.
Well, here's your supervisor, Norton.
Love this.
Hey, look at Clark Gable. He had the hots for her, didn't he?
That guy was like, you're not conscious.
Shut up, man.
It is rather vulgar the way he looks at her.
Where'd you get this song?
This is from the film San Francisco, Jeanette MacDonald. Golden Gates of D.D. I'm gonna kick your ass. So that is one example of the song San Francisco. Song.
Yeah.
San Francisco, la 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 la. Oh, when I go to the opera there and see the people, you know how it goes. Oh,
yeah, San Francisco, open your golden gate.
Maybe I'm gonna open the golden gate.
It's not dirty, man.
Did you make it crude? You made it about a sex act?
Don't do it, man. I've already busted the kid's nose. At least that's what he says.
Do, 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 do. Well, you know how it goes. So there's that San Francisco. And then there's the other one.
What other one? Oh, Jesus.
You know this song, this beautiful song. If you're going to...
God damn,
Cisco. I'm getting it. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair, General.
Yeah.
If you're going to San Francisco, make sure you use the taxi service there, because Lyft and Uber at... Anyway, you know how it goes, right? That is some of the sight and the sound of San Francisco over this weekend. And the other thing that I noticed about San Francisco was the fact that Henry had a hard time finding GPS. Now, Frank and I were leaving, and we get this call from Phil, and he's saying, I can't get out of San Francisco. And
what happened?
Well, he said he couldn't find the freeway. And I said, use GPS. He said, I did, but it's taking me north. Across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Said, well, just put in like San Jose.
Yes, then I said, well, put in San Jose, and he did, and he found the 101.
Hey, nice going, Phil. Now, when are you taking the day off? What a moron.
You're going to be boring, man. It's going to be pretty bad.
You know what? We're going to have to... I can't take it anymore.
No, I can't do it either.
We got to get out of here. I'm going to have to take another run at this one, man. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry. Nice job, Phil.
Your mother's a money. Executive produced by Phil. What did he just say about my mother? Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Sorry about that, folks.
Man, you better shut up. Is this a song or is the guy making a speech? What is this?